Racial trouble's not new for Benton Harbor. Often the bitterness has had to do with its relationship with St. Joseph, a mostly white town just across the river. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with the author of a book on the racial divide between the neighboring towns.
Alex Kotlowitz's book is titled The Other Side of the River. He went to Benton Harbor in 1991 after a young black man from there was found dead in the St. Joseph River, which separates Benton Harbor from St. Joseph.
People in both towns, it was in St. Joseph, and the white town, and I tell them I was going to Benton Harbor, they tell me to be careful, that I didn't want to go there at night. And the people in Benton Harbor would tell me that they were afraid to come into St. Joseph, and there was this fear that existed on both sides of the divide.
Can you describe the two towns for us?
Well, St. Joseph is a town slightly smaller, about 9,000-10,000, predominantly white, fairly prosperous community. Many of its people work at Whirlpool's international corporate headquarters, which are located there. And then just north of St. Joe across the river sits Benton Harbor, a town slightly larger, predominantly African American, and desperately poor. I mean, the community has, over the past 15 years, been racked by the drug trade and by violence. There's this flourishing underground economy that's sort of taken the place of any kind of legitimate economy. And as a result of the drug trade, you've had this violence that's persisted quite stubbornly over the past decade.
Are there any stories out of your book, Alex, that come to mind now about people, black and white, in conflict or trying even to reach out but not quite making it?
The central story in my book reflects very much on what's going on today, which is a story about a 16-year-old African-American boy last seen in the white town who disappears and whose body is ultimately found in the river. And what's interesting to look back on that incident, and we still don't know what happened to that boy, is one, how these two communities came to this death from such extraordinarily different perspectives. I mean, this very peculiar American Rashomon. Everybody in the white town was and still is convinced it was an accidental death. Everybody in Benton Harbor was and still is convinced that he died as a result of foul play. And the depth of the distrust by Benton Harbor residents of the police, they simply didn't believe that they were being forthright and candid with them in their investigation.
What year did that death occur?
It was in 1991. It was 12 years ago.
And what was the reaction to your book in Benton Harbor and St. Joseph's?
Not surprisingly, people in Benton Harbor and the black community embraced it. I think people were, you know, pleased that somebody was willing to not only listen to their stories, but also find a venue to tell them. People in St. Joseph, it was very mixed. But the thing that was most encouraging to me, I remember the first time I was invited back up there, it was to a luncheon sponsored by the local Rotary Club, and they had 600 people, predominantly white audience. But I think there was this sort of real feeling that they wanted some conversation to occur, some conversation about race, about this disconnect between these two towns.
Did it?
Yeah, there was actually, and there still is. And in some ways, that's why I was somewhat shaken by what happened this week, is there has been a conversation that's emerged. Whirlpool has, my understanding, has even hired somebody whose mission it is to look into ways to economically develop Benton Harbor, to find ways to talk about race.
Alex Kotlowitz is the author of The Other Side of the River, a story of two towns, a death, and America's dilemma. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.